Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
54 degrees right now.
A little chilly.
Yep, getting up to 75. It is another perfect day in Rochester, New York. Sunny all day long, not too hot. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it today.
Oh, yeah.
Because the blast furnace turns back on tomorrow. High of 86, could be diddling 90, depending on where you are. Thursday, high of 91. That's the actual temperature.
91.
Heat indexes could be approaching 100, depending on where you are. We have highs that don't go below 80 until the middle of next week.
Damn.
So, yeah, enjoy the nice weather today.
Okay.
Ugh. All right, I got to get my bearings about me.
What happened?
The morning started off just wrong.
Oh.
I know you're not a tough guy.
Yes.
Okay.
And based on his shirt and shoes.
And I know a lot of guys aren't walking around like, but you don't want to look like a bitch.
Okay.
To like people, especially that you don't know.
You want to look like a sissy boy.
My day started off with me doing the most bitch-ass bitch thing ever.
What'd you do?
So I'm driving in this morning. And like you said, it's a nice morning. Like,
yeah, it's beautiful.
There's no humidity in the air
at all.
Oh,
my God.
So I got my windows down, just soaking in the fresh air.
Yeah, wake up.
So I take Mount Hope in from West Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
So I am on Mount Hope. Right where the street that intersects with College Town and Strong Hospital.
Gotcha.
Right? Okay. So we're the Family Dollar, and I'm sitting there, windows open, and I turn to my right, and all of a sudden, there's a guy there.
Like at your window?
Kind of.
Not all expecting
right.
that.
All right.
So, but standing there.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
So this is how it goes in my head.
All
right? Window is down. I turn to my right, and the guy goes, hey, what's up? And I'm like, ah! I yelled. Ah!
Well, yeah, I would freak out.
In this guy's face.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. The guy, when I yell in his face, goes, ah, back at me.
What did he? How is he scared?
Well,
he's the one walking
up. He was probably trying
up.
To say something to let you know he was there.
I think that's exactly what was happening.
I thought it was like a homeless guy looking for money.
No. So, all right. So, here's what I think happened.
All right.
So, I drive the same route every day at the same time.
Yeah.
And this guy, I have seen walking around at the same time every morning. And I think he may work for the hospital.
Or needs to go to one?
No. Okay. Well, everyone, every day.
Right.
Every single day. Because he's always out around the same time.
He's an early morning walker.
And he's got one of those, like, I don't know, like, you know, those, like, Patagonia-looking fleeces on this morning, right? So, yeah, he's either lives in the neighborhood and is an early morning walker, or he's taking, like, a break from working a job at Strong and is walking around. And I just didn't register, recognize, because it all happened so fast. So I think he was waiting at the
light
corner to cross in front of my car. The arrow was going the other way, so we both had to stop for a second, and he thought that I looked at him when I was just, like, gazing around, but I wasn't focusing on anything. So all of a sudden, and I scream in his face, and he screams in my face, and he goes, "Are you okay?" And I'm still, like,
"Are you okay?"
And I'm trying to get my bearings about me still. I'm still not fully aware of what is happening, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sorry," and the light turned green.
Bye.
And I just drove away.
I hope I never see you again.
But here's the thing. Like, I couldn't not look at him as I was driving away, and he had this look on his face like
it's weird that he's doesn't get it, but he just did.
I think he thought that I saw him.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it would have been rude not to say hello.
Hello.
Because I'm looking at him.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. How are you?
And my window is down. But I got to tell you, man. I felt like such a bitch as I was driving away. I yelled.
Because you were surprised by your own reaction.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't expecting yourself to have a yelp like that.
I think that's the first time
Where did that noise come from?
Yeah, I don't remember yelping before today.
But hasn't your wife ever, like, walked up on you and you've, like, jumped? Like, you didn't know she was there? Like, you're deep in thought of something?
Sure, yeah.
You're like, accidental.
Yeah.
Like, I'll flip out for a half a second.
Are you a jumpy person?
Yeah. Well, I drink 1,000 gallons of coffee a week.
Okay, yeah, good call.
I also,
good call.
So I'm very jumpy.
Okay. So, like, if you did this morning, you would not be ashamed of yourself.
I am ashamed, but I can't control it.
Okay.
I'm always ashamed of myself.
I mean, maybe that's what the difference is, like, I'm not usually this guy.
Yeah.
So the fact that I not only was so scared.
But you're wound pretty tight.
Yeah, but I'm normally not. You can't. I'm a hard guy to jump scare. I wish I wouldn't said that out loud.
Jump scare?
Well, you know, you've heard the expression. No. Where somebody.
Well, you think you are, but maybe you're not.
So my kids try to do this all the time. Jump scare, Tommy, is where someone jumps out of somewhere you can't see.
Oh, just, okay.
Yeah, it goes, ah! It's a thing the kids say.
Yeah.
So there was a period of time where my daughters tried to get me scared on video.
Okay.
And it's hard to scare me. And again, I wish I was not saying this out loud because I know you guys are dicks.
Mm.
So, like, I'm usually just like, I've seen things, man. You ain't going to wipe me out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My tolerance for panic is high. So, like, when this happened this morning, I don't know if this is, you just caught me at the right moment.
Yeah.
If, like, as, I also was, like, scared, like, am I becoming that old guy that's scared of the city?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
City's changed since I started working.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I take a lot of pride in the fact that, like, you know, if you live in the city, you know
You've seen it all.
It's a pretty safe. You know, we've come down here 15 years. Yeah. We cross the street in the middle of the night. Nothing has ever happened
to us. Pretty routine.
Yeah, no big deal.
I mean, you see some weirdos, but that's about it.
Yeah, but only when I'm doing the show between 6 and 10. Thank
Pat.
You. Thank you. Ah! But the fact that this guy scared me so much, like, as I'm pulling in, I'm like, am I as scared of downtown now?
Nah.
Am I a downtown scaredy guy?
No, I would just be scared in general. I don't care where I was. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning and all of a sudden there's a guy looking in my window of my car and I don't see him at first, I'm flipping out.
But you're a pansy. That's
yes,
fine.
I am.
Yeah, I mean,
registered.
I would like to think I'm not, but apparently maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I think you're comfortable in your routine.
But yes.
You're not looking for anything because this is just the same time, same place, same thing you do every morning. So anything out of the ordinary is probably going to make you a little bit more jumpy than normal.
Okay, let's go with that. 252 WCMF. I'm driving in this morning. I'm on Mount Hope right at the road that intersects with Strong Hospital there. And I got my windows down. Beautiful, crisp morning. And as I'm stopped at the red light, I'm like scanning. I move my head. There's a guy on the corner that I did not see. And as I make eye contact with him, he goes, "Hey." And I wasn't expecting him. And I jumped. And I was like, "Ah!" And then me jumping scared him. And he was like, "Ah!" And he's like, "You okay?" And I'm like, yeah. And then the light turned green. And I just took off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other thing I was thinking about?
What's that?
You know, your voice goes up when you get scared, right? So, like, my yelp was probably higher than
a little squeaky.
And even when he was like, "You okay?" I was like, yeah. Like,
gotta adjust.
I wasn't so much upset with the jumping. Like, I feel like I should have lowered my voice to a tougher.
No, I'm fine, sir.
Because I feel like that
didn't
fixes.
See you there.
Yeah, no, everything's okay.
Yeah, I'm all good after that yelp.
What's up, cowboy? How are you, partner? Because, I mean, do you look at a higher voice as a softer man?
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Well, why would you? It doesn't really.
So we had a guy at the old station. He had a very high voice to begin with.
Okay.
And when he got mad or like he was yelling at somebody, it was like a woman yelling.
But why? That doesn't have anything to do with how tough you are.
Right, but it sounds. I mean, you wouldn't take. If some guy started like screaming at you like a girl.
Okay.
You wouldn't be intimidated by that.
I mean, what did he look like? Did he look soft?
He was skinny.
Okay, so he's a soft
tall, skinny.
All right.
Sales guy.
Oh, okay.
Like a suit.
Because every once in a while, you come across a tough-looking guy with a high register voice. And I was...
That's like Bruce Smith. Like, that voice does not match that dude at all.
That's a good call. But, like, that guy will rip you in half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a stupid thought to have. Like, oh, you got a high voice. Scariest man I've ever met
in my
life.
Then he sounds like Michael Jackson.
He really does. Right? Like, where did we get this idea that a higher voice means a softer boy?
Well, because it sounds more feminine.
Okay.
Again. Because women have higher, softer voices.
Okay, but again, that shirt you're wearing.
I know.
All right, so does that mean a woman with a lower voice is a tougher woman?
Well, you might think she is.
That's what I'm asking you.
You might think she might be a low, rough woman.
Why would she be
Straight razor-toting, rough woman.
Does a woman with a low voice turn you off?
Kind of. What? It depends. It really, for the most part, yes.
Okay. What could fix it?
What could...
If she could have a low voice, but it doesn't turn you off?
I mean, she'd have to be stunning.
Okay.
Right?
Like, I have to... Like, what's an example of a woman with a low voice?
So, there's
like,
a famous one.
Because I'm thinking, like almost like low and kind of raspy, which I would think would be a sexy voice.
On the right woman, unless she looks like a lifetime chain-smoking alcoholic. There's one actress, she had a very low, deep voice. Her name was Brenda Vaccaro. She was very famous back in the day. But she was just known for having, like, that voice did not match her face.
Okay.
But she was sexy. But you'd have to be that good looking to carry it off.
Well, now that you're bringing it up, I can't think of like a single celebrity now, female.
Maybe like the only when I think of like that kind of lower, raspier voice, I think of like Scarlett Johansson kind of has that a little bit.
You think so?
A little bit.
Okay. I never got that from her.
No?
I had a lot of low voice women in my life growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Got a lot of low voice women.
It was like a thing that happened. I don't know.
Like,
a lot
in,
of women.
Like in your family?
Family, neighborhood. Yeah, like there were a lot of women that I knew growing up that had low, like.
Maybe that's just gone. Maybe we like, well, through like generations, it's just left.
Well, smoking is also
I was going to say, like that you, but that's kind of a different voice that I'm picturing, though.
That's raspy.
It's a little bit like raspy. I don't know about low so much.
So I'm not encouraging smoking, obviously, but there's a golden period. For women who smoke,
yeah,
right. Like when you're smoking, when you're a kid, doesn't affect your voice.
No,
when you hit, if you're smoking between like 27 and 37,
mm-hmm.
there is that golden period where it gets a little like sexy raspy.
Okay,
it's after you hit 40 of a lifetime of smoking mm-hmm. where it's like, yeah, there's no going back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah, now it's a scary voice.
Your throat's shut.
We got a scary voice going on over here. I don't know. Like, here's the other problem. I can't ride now, going back to the being scared by this guy. I see him almost every day.
Yeah.
Like, just why? I never interacted with the guy once. It's just like a guy I see walking. I can't drive with my windows down now because I don't want to have an interaction with him because I'm so embarrassed about how I reacted.
I mean, the odds of it lining up perfectly again probably be pretty low.
Okay. Until tomorrow. Mm-hmm. No, because now we, like... What if he goes out of his way? I get the feeling now, because he scared the crap out of me, he's going to be, hey, holy, like, hands up, hello, over here now, hello.
He'll be wearing like a reflective vest.
And you know how this is, like, every once in a while, there are people in everyone's life, you do not know their name,
yeah.
you do not know their story, and you say hi to them every day, because mm-hmm. they're just a part of your
day. Yeah, you're just passing by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go out and do a lap around the building during commercial breaks mm-hmm. during the day. There's a guy who lives over here,
yeah,
and he comes outside and he smokes every day, and I see him every morning. Just I'm going to see him in 5-10 minutes.
Oh.
And I don't know his name, and I don't know what he does, and I don't know anything about him.
Older guy?
I would say he's probably around my age.
Okay. Oh, he's a young kid then.
39.
Yeah, that's young.
I'm past half life expectancy. I'm on my way down.
Well, for your family, yes.
But I'm saying, like, I know nothing about this
guy. Yeah, but why would you?
But I'm going to have a 45-second conversation with him.
You're going to be giving the hey, how you doing? Right?
What, are you supposed to like introduce yourself to those people at some point? No?
I think too much time passes.
No,
I'm Pat,
yeah.
I'm Pat Duffy. Nice damn. God.
Yeah.
Damn, glad nice to meet you. Thank you.
If you didn't do it up front, it just never happens.
Okay. So I just continue
going. Yeah, because you're never going to hang out with the guys. Why do you need to know his name?
I have a problem. Tell me if you have this problem.
What?
I could see this guy. I see this guy every day.
Mm.
If I were to see this man who I see every day and interact with for 45 seconds, which is a pretty significant amount of time, in any other setting, I would not recognize him. If you take a face.
It is weird
right?
how it works.
Yeah.
Right? And like, I always feel like a dick. Unless I introduce myself and I get like a face to the name, then I would recognize him later. I don't want to like run into this guy at like, you know, like chicken out or something.
Okay.
And then he's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like,
good, sir. How do I know you?
I just, do you ever give people like that nicknames in your head?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Oh, yeah, that way you don't have to introduce them.
Like, so you're calling them that in your head?
In your head.
You see them?
It was Bobby the Burner over there, out there.
Bobby
day.
The Burner. I'd like to think I have more creative nicknames.
Go ahead. You can see him every day.
Bert the Burner. It's a more classic name. Bert the Burner. So it works better.
I feel like that's a dangerous move only because if you start thinking that that's that guy's name too often, it could accidentally come out one day. Or you're telling somebody about him and then they assume that's their name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, Pillow Ass.
We're going to call that kid Pillow Ass one day.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
These are an American standard.
Oh.
Baseball, apple pie, and these.
Okay.
In fact, this company, I think, has a version of an apple pie. But, Kimmy, as much as we were raised on these, I think you were raised on these as well.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell how they're still in business because, like, the bulk of their buyer base from when we were younger, I don't think eat these anymore.
Hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out who still goes to the store and buys these.
So things. Your kids don't touch this.
I mean, I don't think my kids have ever had one of these.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, a press release from the Little Debbie Snack Cake Company.
Ah, Little Debbie.
So even though we are in July, they have released, they're doing, it's almost like they're teasing albums like musicians used to. They have released their fall flavors for this year.
The lineup.
You got it. For example, they will be releasing oatmeal cream pies.
Oh. Okay.
Pumpkin Delights, party cakes with fall flavor. Gingerbread soft cookies, brownie pumpkins, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And folks are very excited because despite the fact, Kimmy, that we agree it's too early for this, there are some people that just can't get enough
food. Oh, yeah.
Right? I also find it funny. I didn't think that people needed a month's heads up to what snack cake they were planning on buying. Because I'm telling you, man, I'm looking at this right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 items that are just for fall.
And it's just that's all Little Debbie?
All Little Debbie.
I would say, like, just let us know when it's here.
Yeah. Or, like, when I go to the store and I see it at the grocery store. Yeah. Okay. I'm not, like, planning 4 weeks ahead to get the buttery vanilla pumpkin mini muffins. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I would argue Little Debbie and Hostess Snack Cakes became super popular as treats in kids' packed lunches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was big, like, probably since the 1960s.
Okay. Like, your parents packed these for you?
Yeah.
Kimmy, your parents packed these for you?
Yeah, those, like, the special occasion treat.
Okay, even I got the knockoff or thrift store bakery versions, right? And if your parents didn't pack them for you, the school would also sell them individually.
Yeah.
Like, you could buy Ho-Hos or whatever. A lot of kids in New York, I think most kids in New York, get their lunches for free at school now. And even if your kid packs a lunch, I can't remember the last time I saw a kid eating a Little Debbie or a Hostess snack cake.
Well, they're not very healthy for you.
Obviously not.
Right? I mean, it's just nothing but a sugar and starch.
Sure, and it seems parents today are more aware of that than our parents were. So I guess my question is this. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Who is keeping the Little Debbie and the Hostess snack cake empire in business?
Are they cheap?
Yeah.
All right. So if they're cheap, poor folk?
Well, I mean, cheap relatively. Like, they're more expensive than you think, but they're cheaper compared to, like, other snacks.
Yeah.
Is it, like, just, are there, like, a handful of, like, super loyal people to these products that still have it, like, every day, and that's who keeps it up and running?
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like, the guys that maybe, like, buy it every day for lunch or, you know, like, they've just done it their whole life, so they continue on. Because, I'm thinking, like, my dad loves the cosmic brownies.
Oh, they're so
good.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh,
they're so good. He still buys them. He still keeps them stocked in
his pantry.
How is he
alive?
Yeah.
He'll get mad too if you take one. He counts them.
I get it. No, those are those things are the densest piece of matter on planet
Earth. Maybe it's guys my age, though.
Yeah, it could be.
But they're still eating them.
Is that what it is?
But it's got to be dying out.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, like,
we got to be the last generation of Little Debbie eaters.
I get where you guys are coming from, where there's like a loyal fan
base. Yeah, bought them forever, still buy them regularly. Like, maybe that's the majority, like, that's where they get the majority of their sales.
But it would have to be more than that, Kimmy, because if they were just selling it to those specific people, they wouldn't have 10 brand new products that they're just releasing for fall. Here's what we need.
All right.
We need an age, economic level, and gender of the group of people who are still buying packaged snack cakes. Who are these people? Because I love these.
Yeah.
I love these. But I cannot remember the last time I bought a box of Hostess or Little Debbie cakes.
Because there's so many options, too. Like, if you really want this stuff. I mean, that's like old people food.
Are we spoiled because we have Wegmans and you go through, like, the bakery and you're just so tempted with that kind of, like, fresh stuff that maybe, you know, we're not really going through those other snack aisles for that kind of thing?
All right, so let's talk about that. Mm. Because Kimmy's right. Like, back when we were kids, back when you were a kid, right? If you went to, these were great because the grocery store, it was an option for a baked good at the grocery store. You had to go to a separate bakery. Kimmy, to your point, there are scratch cupcakes and brownies that are, like, the most wonderful things you've ever seen that I can get instead of the Little Debbie snack cakes. I mean, no, Little Debbie's good, but those are way better.
Yeah, true.
But you're actually arguing why they should be out of business then.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, that's why I'm asking, like, are other people as tempted and people that don't have Wegmans, like grocery stores, you know, down south, Midwest, like across the country, like do they have that same temptation?
Your Dollar General shop.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Joe writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, the hunting community is keeping them alive. It's a meme all over. You have to have Little Debbie in the tree stand.
Oh, so you bring it because it's pre-packed. You just throw it in your bag and you go.
Wouldn't the plastic spook the deer?
Yeah, it would be loud.
That's the other thing. You can't quietly eat a Little Debbie cake.
You can't open them that way.
Because, like, my dad would do the same thing. He would buy the ones he'd like. And I'm telling you, man, he was like a dog. Like, from upstairs, he could hear me open that package.
What are you doing?
You eat my Christmas tree!
Maybe a lot of people who are on the road a lot, like, you know, any kind of delivery driver, truck driver, because, like you said, it's prepackaged. It's easy to eat. It's an easy grab-and-go kind of meal.
Okay.
Man, it used to be amphetamines. That's what kept you going on the road.
Long way to go. Box of oatmeal cream pies. You know, we were bringing up the whole kid thing. Again, we're talking about Little Debbie. They do a press release yesterday. All of their fall baked goods in a box that they'll be selling you, right? Oatmeal cream pies with pumpkin spice in them, etc. Talking about the parents and kids and everything. Even if you love these snack cakes as a parent, you can't buy them for two reasons.
Why is that?
One, if you have kids and you buy them for yourself, the day you open that box, they're all gone.
Yeah.
Two, even if you don't have kids and you're a grown-ass person, the day you open that box, they'll be all gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to eat an entire box of Little Debbie snack cakes.
Yeah, especially if you got a family getting into it.
No, I'm talking about just as an individual. Like, if I were to get a box of oatmeal cream pies.
How many do you get?
Eight.
And they're pretty thick, right?
Not as thick as you think.
Really?
You want to see thick? I'll show you thick.
No, you can't show me thick.
I was talking about my thighs.
So was I.
You perv. No, I'm telling you, man.
But like, that's a lot of... You could eat a whole box of those?
I could eat a whole box of those in an hour.
But you would be aching, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure, but in the moment, I'm not thinking about it. I'm like a golden retriever that got in the garbage.
Yeah, couple bites.
Like, if I were to buy a box of those oatmeal cream pies, they would not last me from when I woke up until I went to bed.
Okay.
And the next day, you get that snack food hangover too, man.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Yeah, it's like a bottle of bourbon.
Like, you get that like IV drip of sugar still stuck in your teeth just going down the back of your neck. I mean, Kimmy, when's the last time you had a snack?
I'm trying to remember like the last time I had any of those little products. And I cannot recall the last time.
Like every time I eat like those like really processed things like that.
Yeah.
The other thing is I taste it all day. No matter what else I eat, I can still taste that cake.
See, but I like that.
The all day taste in your mouth?
Like I love Whoppers, like Whoppers candies.
Oh my God. Those malted milk.
I love
malted
Whoppers.
Milk balls.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Those things are disgusting. It's like sweet chalk.
When I was on the road, my go to stay up all night long was a big gulp of Diet Coke and two of the boxes at the gas station of Whoppers.
And those Whoppers used to come in like a milk container.
I know.
Yeah.
It was like the weirdest not candy.
No, they're
like
they're
a texture thing for you.
I don't know. I just love everything about them
because they're gritty.
I like eating Whoppers because I taste them for the rest of the day. It's like a little treat after I eat my treat. No, nothing.
That is the nastiest.
You must walk around with Whopper breath all day.
And not the good Whopper, the crappy
Whopper.
No,
I would argue those Whoppers are better than the Whopper burger.
Oh, you're kidding. Stop.
If we were going to have a Whopper off and you gave me a choice between those
two
Whoppers.
I got a Whopper over here.
Yeah, burger.
And I got that sick-ass not candy.
I'm taking the candy.
I'm going Whopper all day.
You know why else I love Whoppers? No one else in my family likes Whoppers.
Yeah.
But I liked
the safe candy.
But I liked them before I got to the family. Right. It just worked out that way. Karen writes us on Instagram as we're trying to figure out who is still buying Little Debbie and Hostess snack cakes. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us, she says, don't discount people who have limited, quote, safe foods. They always taste the same no matter where you buy them. My kid loves them. Is she meaning like people with like...
you know what you're getting?
Food allergies?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would make sense.
Because, like, all right, if your kid has, like, a...
You got a food allergy, but you can eat a Little Debbie? That's impressive.
Well, but you know what's in it.
Yeah,
everything.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, I don't know. Were there nuts in those things?
You ever look at, like, the paragraph of, like, ingredients?
Oh, here we go.
And you can't even pronounce it.
You're going to be that guy? Nobody buys Little Debbie or Hostess snack cakes thinking, like, oh, I'm losing weight here.
We're just saying they may be without certain things that would make a kid sick.
This frosted Christmas tree with gooey stuff in the middle is going to help me lose weight.
No, but let's say you're allergic to something.
Now, the point I'm making, and Kimmy is also making, is like, okay, let's say your kid has a birthday party.
Yeah.
You remember your mother used to make cupcakes?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't make food anymore.
Kind of frowned upon.
No, it's not. It's like,
oh, you can't bring them in. Yeah.
Well, I meant like if your kid has a birthday party, not so much at school.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. But like talking strictly the school stuff, if your kid's even allowed to bring in snacks, they have to be pre-packaged snacks.
So they got to know what's in them.
Yeah, so maybe the nut allergy has kept Little Debbie and Hostess alive.
Okay.
All right, so we got a lot of theories here. Connor.
Corner.
Connor writes us on Instagram, blue-collar workforce 100%. I work with a guy who eats a ho-ho a day.
All right.
He's got a ho-ho a day.
All right.
That's the other thing. If you walk into a gas station, they sell them individually wrapped.
Oh, like at the counter?
Like in the snack aisle.
Yeah.
Like you can buy like two ho-ho's. One oatmeal cream pie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a candy bar.
Yeah, it's hard to walk past.
Yeah. If you're a working guy, you're going to burn it right off.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Hey, look, you know I love our blue-collar people, right? But I'm looking at a lot. Those guys don't look like they're burning it off, a lot of them. Come on, let's be real here. Watch a guy eat a whole large pizza, two oatmeal cream pies. Damon, what are you doing? You're running a marathon for the construction
company?
Burning
it right up, buddy.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, brother?
Doug, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
So I got the answer to this. You ready?
Okay.
The parents are staying away from that red dye, Duff. That's the thing that's making the kids hyper, making them crazy, like getting them all worked up.
You did this.
I didn't do this.
Look at the bag of the package. All the ingredients.
I'm telling you from experience. I give grandkids, and I'm not to give them anything with red dye.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, Joe, I've talked to you for years. I know your personality. I feel like that might have more to do with it.
Duffy, what I'm telling you is the red dye is what parents are staying away from, whether they read it, whether they've been told to by their doctors, and that's where the little Debbies come into play. No red dye.
All right. No, so don't eat any red Debbies.
Red
which
Debbies?
Which is a good policy across the board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Debbie to red?
Unless you pick her up in a bar a quarter after two.
Oh! Come on, Joe!
I still got it, baby.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Have a good rest of the day.
Never interesting. Had it.
Interesting theory from Gary.
Yeah.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says prisons keep the snack companies going.
Oh. So prison gets little Debbies?
I mean, can you buy them at the commissary? Who's been locked up? 252 WCMF.
I'm wondering, you know what? You know who would really know the little Debbie stats is anybody who refills vending machines.
Oh, good
they're
call.
They're always in there, and I wonder if those sit there for a while or if they're being regularly refilled.
Good call.
That's where I feel like that's where I see them the most. That's where I'm the most tempted to get them.
Okay, here's if the thing that keeps me away from the Little Debbie snack cakes in the vending machines.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I can't
you
buy
want them fresh.
Well, no, I can't. Yeah, I want them made within the last 8 months. No, I'm not going to buy the boxes. I'm going to eat the whole box. I can't do that.
Right.
But like the box is a reasonable price. When they sell them individually in the vending machines, I'm always like, it's not, way too
much. I ain't spending 75 cents. I can go make Little Debbie's at home by myself.
No, 75 cents, fine. $2? Dollar a hoe?
Dollar a hoe? That's not a bad deal.
No, dollar a hoe is a huge, that's a ripoff.
Really?
They're only like that big.
Oh.
And we're getting people bitching too on Instagram. Lots of people.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need them anymore because they're not as big as they used to be. Shrinkflation time.
Not for me.
Okay, is that true that they're actually smaller or did our hands get bigger from elementary school?
Oh.
You're just remembering them differently?
Yeah, that's probably a good point.
Serious question. I mean, shrinkflation is possible, but yeah. I do remember, like, I don't know why I keep going back to the Christmas trees. I love the Christmas trees.
Yeah, they are good.
Like, they were huge. I remember being a little kid. It's just like they felt like they went on forever. And now it's like, ooh.
Little teeny thing.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Enjoy your Little Debbie snack cakes this morning.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
When things aren't great with the economy,
yeah,
things we once all saw as a necessity become optional. And that may be the issue here.
Oh.
The problem, Tommy, this is not a suggestion. This is a law.
Oh.
And even if you could legally get away with driving your car when this was wrong with it, driving it around in this condition might say something about you.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Don't be a dick.
I'm not being a dick.
You're hanging out in the Breaker Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. The state of New York wants you to fill in your crack. Crack on your windshield.
Oh.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You stinker.
As Joe once said. Still got it. So apparently, more people in New York than in the past are letting cracks in their windshields go and driving around with them. And it turns out, Tommy, that is against the law.
Oh.
According to New York State, and I quote, no crack of 11 inches or longer is allowed if any part of the crack is within the windshield wiper.
Okay.
That's a long-ass crack.
Yeah.
11, that's a huge crack.
Big old crack.
Yeah.
Right, so like if it's that big, I can just leave it?
I guess.
Okay.
Until it turns into an 11-inch
I was
going to
say,
crack.
I thought it kind of like expanded over time.
Well, look, you keep eating Little Debbie cakes, you're going to eventually have an 11-inch crack. So it says in the story, your car will not pass inspection with that crack. But it doesn't say anything about getting a ticket. But I'm not totally clear. Is there anyone listening to 252-WCMF that has gotten a ticket for a windshield crack? Or is this just something they catch and won't inspect you when you take your car? All right, so Tommy, it is being theorized that we are seeing more people let cracks go in their windshield.
Yeah, why is that?
Because people don't have the money to fix it right
now. Okay.
Right? Like on the list of things to spend money on, your crack.
You kind of learn to just drive with it.
Exactly. And there are two types of people in this world.
Yeah, who's that, Pat?
Folks that can deal with a windshield crack and folks that cannot.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yep.
Which one are you?
What do you think?
I'm asking.
I
you drove busted, man.
Oh, yeah.
You were blowing out hatchback rear views looking at porno.
Yes, I did. But I did get that window fixed 200 bucks later.
How quickly?
Immediately, because I had no back window.
Oh, true.
I mean, I smashed it out. Right.
You can't really debate a back window.
It's Florida and it's August. And it rains every afternoon. So, no, I can't. That would drive me nuts because, first of all, I'm going to see it as I'm driving.
Sure, sure.
And if it starts to expand, it's going to drive me crazy. Okay. I'd have to have it fixed immediately.
So let's say you walk outside and there's a 6-inch crack in your windshield. How soon are you calling somebody?
That day. I'm going to get it taken care of as soon as possible.
You're kidding me.
No.
You can't go a week with a crack in your windshield.
Well, I'm going to try to get it fixed as quickly as possible.
Okay.
That wouldn't drive you nuts?
No, I've driven with cracks.
No, I know, but you've got a brand new car.
Yeah.
That's a brand new, beautiful SUV. You got a chip in that thing, you're going
to
wait?
Okay, like this car right now? No. I mean, well, here's the thing. I'm not going to like sprint to the Eyed family of dealerships right now. Like, I'll get to it when I get
it. Oh, no. I got a brand new car.
Yeah.
I'm taking that thing in immediately.
Well, what? Why?
Because it's brand new. It looks nice. I don't want to look like some bum.
Yeah, but I got other things to do,
man. See a chip or a crack, I see busted. You busted.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how expensive it is to fix some of those things?
Sometimes your insurance picks it up.
Yeah, and then your insurance rates go up.
Oh, it doesn't go up that much.
Way, who's got glass coverage? But glass coverage is glass coverage is like the Fabergé eggs of insurance. Nobody's got glass.
No, but then you busted.
So you see someone with a crack in their windshield.
Trash.
Not even a debate. You're not going to listen?
No.
My wife's got a chip in her windshield.
No,
right
she
now.
Does
I
not.
I had to, God. Oh, let me text my wife.
She
real quick.
Does not
hey,
have a chip.
Hey, honey, you might want to get that windshield fixed because Tommy says you trash. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are you a cracker or a non-cracker?
I think I'm a non-cracker now, but I do remember as like a kid, I had like one of the, it was like a little pebble at first, and then it like slowly got bigger over time.
It spiders out.
So it was like kind of one of those things where I drove for it for probably way too long, just because I was at that point just used to it being there.
I mean, I give a kid a break, you know, just starting out. But if you're a grown ass driving around.
What is the age cutoff where crack makes you trash?
If you're 25 and still cracking.
25 is young.
Yeah.
No, you trash.
Bro.
Fix your goddamn window.
You're still.
You got the latest iPhone in the seat. I see that.
Shut. Oh, you're drinking your
pack
Starbucks.
Of smokes over here? Yeah. Oh, you know you got Starbucks.
And you're on the avocado toast. You can't fix a crack in your window.
Yeah.
Do you hear yourself right now? Bro, you're using boomer math. 25 is not a time in your life where you have money, which is funny because even at your age at 25, you were busted till your mid-30s.
I know.
So don't sit here and judge.
But if I saw, let's say I see a young woman with a crack like that.
Yeah.
Why didn't your daddy fix it for you?
Wow.
Your daddy don't love you.
How many dads out there know how to fix a windshield?
Well, no,
you
but
need
like
to pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because apparently it's easy to just open up your wallet and pay for really expensive things.
No, you're not going to let your daughter drive around looking like that.
Well, I mean, if I can't afford to fix it, yeah, I am. What am I going to do?
Prioritize.
Dylan writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. See, like, it's so funny. You start the insurance conversation. What am I talking about? I'm going to write it the way I'm assuming Dylan wrote it. Or read it. Okay, ready? I thought insurance companies replace your windshield for free if it's cracked. I've had two different insurance companies, and both have replaced it when I've had a crack. Good job, Dylan.
Hey, way to go, Dylan.
I thought that cost more in your insurance.
It may, but I know in Florida the one time that was like a thing. They would have to replace it.
Okay.
But I think, yeah. But your rates aren't going to go up that much on a windshield.
Bro, I never want to make a claim to my car insurance.
Nobody does.
I'm so afraid, like, I'm going to get my next insurance bill. It's like, you owe us $9,000 more a month. 252-WCMF. The state of New York says that they have seen an increase of people driving around with cracks in their windshield. And they are reminding people that it's against the law. But it doesn't seem like it's a ticket against the law. It seems like it's more you can't get inspected against the law.
All right.
Again, quote the state of New York. No crack of 11 inches or longer is allowed if any part of the crack is within the windshield wiper. But Tommy, he has stricter crack rules.
Yes.
You said even a chip in the windshield means?
Trash. You roll in trash.
252 WCMF. That means Rammer is trash. Hey, Rammer, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. So, in my defense, I had three surgeries and spent 3 weeks in the hospital. So, but in May, I was rolling down the highway and got hit rock, and it put a little chip in my windshield up on the, you know, the driver's upper side. It's still there. I've been driving around
with
it. It hasn't spread. You know, I've been meaning to get in to get it done, but yeah, I'm in recovery. So my, you know, was all I could take just to get to the grocery store. But, you may not get a ticket, but it is a reason to pull you over. And pulling you over can lead to other things DWI, you know, searching and finding drugs or guns or, you know.
Well, you could just not drive drunk, have drugs or guns.
That escalated quickly.
That would be.
You know what the worst part about it is? I have full glass coverage, so it's not like it would cost me anything to go get it done. I just haven't been able to go do it or haven't, you know, seen it.
Well, you're in recovery. You had three surgeries, but you still managed to call us second day in a row.
You know,
he's back, baby.
I mean, I can still get around. I mean, you know, I managed to get the Z-Bart for my annual inspection. And,
no, you,
you
didn't
know,
go to Z-Bart.
Alignment
you didn't go to Z-Bart.
Done.
You went to Z-Bart. You got to say it like they say it.
Well, I don't have that kind of accent, I think. It's just, you know, it's kind of
or
like
talent.
A learned thing. I think it's part of their training course,
okay.
Right?
Okay. All right, Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Rammer brings up I'm with Rammer on this, even if you have the coverage.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a matter of, like, the inconvenience of dropping it off.
Yeah.
You don't know how long it's going to be there for, potentially.
I got kids that got to be everywhere all the time. I got to pick up Stella today from hockey practice or hockey camp out in Fairport. You know, Thursday, both of my girls have their practice at the exact same time. How am I going to do that and get my windshield?
You can't do it.
Shut up, you dick. 252 WCMF. All right, now we got hot insurance talk happening.
Okay.
And this is actually worse than we thought here. So Chrissy writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. You might want to add glass coverage to your insurance if you don't have it. Google the price of your windshield. I have a Toyota Highlander, and it's outrageous because of the sensors in the windows now. It's not like a good old. It's not like the good old days. Danielle writes us, sensors and technology of the windshield, you're looking at almost $1,000.
$1,000?
All right, how big does a crack have to be where they can't replace it? Because I'll be honest with you.
Where they can't replace it?
Where they have to replace it. Because they have, like, Safe Light.
Yeah, where they just come in and it looks like some liquid thing they put in.
Well, then they suck it out.
Yeah.
Which is, didn't your mom make money doing that before Safe Light existed? Skank Light, wasn't that what it was called? Skank Light Repairs. Here's Skank Tommy's Light Replace. No, because, I mean, Kimmy, it gets to a point where the crack is too big.
Okay.
So they got to pull the window out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If it gets to a point where it's too big to get repaired and has to be replaced, that's a reason for me to keep driving it with the crack in it.
That would scare me because I've seen people sometimes where it goes the length.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
oh no.
I'm afraid like you're going to hit like a pothole. That thing's just going to shatter.
It's amazing though what you'll adjust to when you're driving though. If you can't afford to replace it or you're avoiding replacing something, like you'll start to drive differently based on what your car allows.
Yeah.
No, I agree with her. No, she's agreeing with me.
Yeah, no, but like I would avoid
just,
a pothole.
Crack in the windshield, but like if your car's doing something weird or you know what I mean? Like where all of a sudden you now have to adjust the way you're driving based on your brakes.
But that's easier to me than taking it in to get it fixed.
Yeah.
By the way, I have grossly overestimated the cost of adding glass coverage.
Yeah.
Bear by God wrote us on Instagram, you trash. And then he writes, the cost of adding full glass coverage is typically a few dollars per month or $40 to $50 annually.
Huh.
Must be nice, millionaire. I got an extra $40. Oh. Adam writes us, if the crack of the windshield does not affect how the car works, you let it go.
No, that's bad advice.
Oh, it's bad. It's so bad.
Vision and seeing what's ahead of you is important.
You can't see with a clear windshield.
No, but yes, I can.
Can't hear, you can't see, can't do comedy. Mom's a skank. Now, let me ask you this, buddy.
Yeah,
because you have said you are on record in a microphone, crack windshield equals trash.
Yeah.
All right. You have a car that is going to do one of these things. You have no choice.
Okay.
You have to drive it. Big ass crack across the windshield.
All right.
Loud exhaust.
Ooh.
Different colored driver's door.
Oh, man. That's a tough one, man.
You got to pick one. Which one would you pick?
The
different colored driver door.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's the most safe. The door
no,
works.
No, but you look. Busted.
The door works.
Yeah, but it busted works.
Okay, like the windshield.
It kind of locks.
The windshield is dangerous.
Yeah.
The exhaust is dangerous.
Yeah.
The door is not dangerous in any way.
All right, so number one, I ain't driving with a different colored door.
Okay.
Because you're busted.
Okay.
The loud exhaust is even worse because they can hear your broke ass coming.
Yeah, but you can't see it.
No, but I can hear you, you know, three blocks away. I'll know when you're home 10 minutes before you get home. So I would say doors are worse, then muffler, window least.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
Kimmy, you got to drive a car with one of these things, giant-ass crack across the windshield, exhaust, or different colored door. Which one are you choosing?
Probably picking the exhaust.
You don't mind the loud noise?
It would be annoying, but I would get used to it eventually.
Right.
If it's not affecting the way I drive, I'd probably take the exhaust.
I have so much shame in the loud car.
Oh, yeah.
Just because almost every car I've ever driven up until recently... Their exhaust would go, and
I can't go back.
It's too expensive.
No, it's way expensive.
Right, I'm not doing that. So, like, you're right. Like, your neighbors.
Oh, we're talking about, like, the most, where you would eventually replace
it? No, I'm not. I can't replace it. I cannot. I mean, those exhausts.
But your neighbors are going to hear when you leave for work in the morning, when you come home.
Exactly. And, like, yeah, I don't want to wake people up. I don't want to pull in.
Because,
like, I can vividly remember the amount of looks I would get from people in, like, parking lots of Wegmans.
Right.
Like, what's wrong with your car?
It's also bad, like, when you're leaving with your coworkers and you start up your car and it's the loudest one in the lot. Like, it just screams you're broke.
I know.
Yeah, but so do the other two things.
Yeah, but this one I can hear it. Like, you can't deny it. You a bum.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills.
but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.